Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to build a ragga cut that hits with crisp transients, dusty mids, and that classic jungle and old school DNB attitude. If you've ever heard a vocal stab in a jungle tune and thought, why does that tiny phrase feel so huge? This is the trick. We're not treating the vocal like a full lead, we're turning it into a rhythmic weapon. Something that punches through the breakbeat, leaves space for the sub, and gives the track character without getting in the way. The goal here is simple. Clean impact on the front edge, grime in the middle, and controlled space around it. That sweet spot is what makes a ragga cut feel alive instead of polished. And it's exactly the kind of sound that works in intros, drop call and response moments, breakdowns, and roller sections. First, pick a source with attitude. Short shouts work best here. Think words like yo, a, pull up, selector, move, anything with strong consonants and instant personality. For jungle and old school DNB, short phrases usually beat long sung lines because they chop more easily and behave more like percussion. Drag your vocal into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and make sure warp is on. If the sample is percussive and has a lot of obvious hits, try beats mode first. If it's smoother and you want to keep more natural tone, complex can work too. But for this style, don't overthink it. A raw, punchy sample often wins because it already has character. Now zoom in and find the first hard consonant. That first little burst is what sells the rhythm. If the chop starts late, the whole thing feels lazy. Trim the clip so the transient begins right away, and if you need to, use clip gain to get the level into a healthy range before any processing. A good starting point is to have the peak sitting somewhere around -12 to -6 dB before effects. That gives you room to shape the sound without clipping the chain. Next, make a few short chops. You can do this manually in audio, or if you want to play the sample like an instrument, use slice to new MIDI track. For a beginner-friendly pattern, try placing one chop on the offbeat after beat 2, another just before the snare on beat 4, and maybe a short reply at the end of the bar. That call and response feel is pure jungle energy. It keeps the vocal moving with the groove instead of just sitting on top of it. Now we clean up the low end and shape the mids. Drop EQ 8 onto the vocal track. Start with a high pass filter around 120 to 180 Hz. For most ragga cuts, 140 Hz is a solid starting point. This keeps the vocal out of the sub's way. If the sample sounds muddy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz. A small cut around 350 Hz, maybe 3 dB down, is often enough. If it gets too sharp or harsh, gently reduce the area around 2.5 to 5 kHz. We're not trying to make it thin, we're trying to make it focused. Dusty mids, not phone speaker. Now let's add some bite. You can use drum bus or saturator here. If you go with drum bus, keep boom low or off, because we don't want low end buildup in a vocal. Push the transient a little, maybe 5 to 20%, and add just a touch of drive. If you use saturator, turn on soft clip and add around 2 to 6 dB of drive, then listen carefully. The point is not to crush the sample. The point is to make the front edge a little more energetic and to bring out that sampled old school feel. A really important beginner tip here, compare dry and wet often. It's very easy to get excited by the processed version when soloed, but the real test is how it sits in the beat. If it sounds great alone but fights the drums, simplify it. To get that dusty midrange texture, make a duplicate of the vocal track. Keep the original clean and punchy. On the duplicate, add auto filter and turn it into a band pass or low pass color layer. Try centering the band somewhere around 1 kHz, or anywhere between 700 Hz and 2.5 kHz, depending on the sample. Then add a little saturator after that. This duplicate should not be loud. It's there to add grime and worn tape character under the main chop, not to replace it. If you want even more grit, you can add a tiny bit of redux on the duplicate, but go easy. A little downsampling or bit reduction can give that sample jungle roughness, but too much and it turns into harsh digital fizz. The main layer gives you clarity, and the dirty layer gives you age. Think in layers, not one giant chain. A nice trick is to keep the main chop centered and widen only the dusty duplicate a little. That gives you a strong middle with a smeared edge around it. It can make the vocal feel bigger without taking over the center of the mix. If you want a subtle sampler vibe, you can also detune the duplicate by a tiny amount and blend it low. Just enough to add worn texture, not enough to sound like harmony. Now let's make the vocal move with the groove. Auto pan is a simple way to do that. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/16, with the amount fairly low, around 10 to 25%. Keep it subtle. The goal is motion. not an obvious tremolo effect. If you want something more rhythmic, gate can work too, especially if you're sidechaining it from the kick or a ghost drum track. For beginners, though, autopan is usually the easiest way to add a little life without overcomplicating things. At this point, the vocal should already feel more like part of the rhythm section. That's the whole point. In jungle and old school DNB, vocals often act like percussion with attitude. Now add a bit of space, but stay disciplined. A short delay can be perfect here. Ableton's echo is great for this. Try syncing it to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, and keep the feedback low to moderate. Filter the repeat so they don't cloud the low mids. If you want a more classic old school flavor, a little modulation can be nice too. You can also use reverb, but keep it short, around 0.6 to 1.6 seconds, with a small pre-delay of 15 to 30 milliseconds. The important thing is to keep the vocal punchy. In DNB, too much reverb makes the phrase float away from the groove, and you lose that direct impact. A really effective move is to use delay only on the last word or syllable of a phrase. That gives you a little throw without washing out the whole sample. It also creates tension going into the next bar, which is exactly what you want in a breakbeat-heavy arrangement. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the sound really starts to feel like a tune. In the intro, you might use a filter, band-passed version of the chop so it feels distant and teasing. Then as the drums open up, bring in the cleaner, brighter version. On the drop, let the main chop land with the snare or just before it. Then, later in the phrase, bring back the dirtier duplicate as a response. That contrast is powerful. It makes the vocal feel like it's evolving with the track instead of repeating unchanged. Automating small details makes a huge difference too. Try moving the auto filter cutoff over the last two bars before a drop, or automate the reverb send so only the last word blooms out. Even a slight boost in saturate or drive right before a transition can make the vocal feel more urgent. These tiny moves are what keep a loop alive. Once the layers are working, group them. That makes the vocal easier to control as one unit. On the group bus, a little blue compressor can help bind everything together, maybe with just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You can also use EQ8 for any final cleanup and maybe a touch of saturator if the whole group needs a little extra glue. Keep it subtle. The more you preserve the vocal's original attack, the better it will sit over the break. A few common mistakes to avoid: don't leave too much low mid energy in the vocal, or it'll fight the kick and sub. Don't oversaturate it, or it'll lose the raw ragga charm and just sound harsh. Don't drown it in delay and reverb. And don't forget that the vocal has to serve the drums. In jungle, space is part of the vibe. Let the snare hit. Let the bass breathe. Let the vocal punctuate the groove instead of filling every gap. If you want to take this further, try resampling the processed vocal once it feels good. That's a very jungle way to work. Process it, resample it, chop it again, and then process it lightly one more time. This can create a more authentic old-school texture than stacking loads of live effects. You can also make one version cleaner and brighter for the drop, and another version more filtered and smeared for the build. Swapping those by section helps the arrangement feel intentional. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a two-bar ragga vocal idea using one short sample only. High-pass it around 140 Hz, add a touch of saturator, duplicate it and band pass the second layer around 1 kHz, then place the main chop on beat 2 and a response before beat 4. Add a short echo throw on the final word, automate a filter sweep over the last two bars, and play it against a 170 BPM breakbeat and a subnote. If it still feels rhythmic when the bass is muted, you've made the vocal behave like an instrument. So the big takeaway is this: make the ragga cut hit like a percussion element, keep the top crisp, give the mid some dusty grime, and protect the low end. That combination is what gives you that classic jungle and old school DNB energy. Tight edits, smart EQ, controlled saturation, and a bit of movement go a long way. Keep it sharp on top, rough in the mids, and disciplined in the low end. Do that, and your ragga cut will cut through a breakbeat like it was born there.